Central New Yorkers continue cleaning up debris after Tuesday's storms. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it's the worst for residents in Madison County, coping with the death of four people, including an infant killed when a tornado slashed across a rural community.
You can hear the beeping somewhere underneath the wreckage of what used to be a mobile home on Gough Road in the town of Smithfield. Sounds like a smoke detector. Nobody knows, but it is a reminder of how quickly a tornado can turn an average summer day in central New York into tragedy. All along this rural road lies the remnants of the lives of four people, including a four-month-old infant. Toys, TVs, a hot tub, a bag full of yarn, all scattered about next to the rubble of what used to be their homes. The four were killed when a twister boasting winds over 100 miles an hour burst on the scene Tuesday night. Barbara Watson of the National Weather Service says the striking thing is how the twister tore apart only four houses in its path.
You can look to either side of that tornado track, which is just maybe, you know, a few hundred yards wide, and you have nothing. The leaves are on the trees, the homes are untouched, and that's kind of a hard thing to comprehend.
Extreme weather events like this have become more common in New York State. Governor Andrew Cuomo surveyed the scene, noting that since he became governor, he's had to deal with 11 weather-related disasters.
There is a pattern of extreme weather that is different. We're seeing things that we've never seen. We see floods where homes that have been dry for 100 years get hit with floods and get totally destroyed.
Cuomo says this new normal of extreme weather is a challenge for government, first responders, and citizens. That's why the state has started a series of citizen preparation training sessions so people can learn how to be prepared in the face of a storm. Watson says this storm, though, picked up so much strength so quickly, it would have been near impossible for these victims to get out of the way, leaving people like Madison County Sheriff Alan Riley on hand to help survivors sift through the rubble.
Just to watch people pick up their belongings, put them in plastic bags was just unbelievable to me. You know, everything they've had, pictures and looking for things, it was just unbelievable, you know, going through, and it was horrible.
In Smithfield, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.